Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Dom, just to start with, do you feel you're completely back to normal after the injury now? And just how frustrating, how difficult a time was that for you, particularly missing out on a major cup final?
Yeah, I'm back. So I don't feel any pain. Hopefully stays like that also for the future. Yeah, it's the worst thing what can happen actually to you. To be injured, to be not allowed to have the team even if you want, and you are watching from the television or from the stands. So hopefully never comes again. But as you know, as a professional football player, it can come all the time. So that's why we have to take care of ourselves. And then we will be ready for every game.
You've still got 3 more trophies to go for as well. In particular, how does it feel to be involved in a title race at the moment that is so tight between 3 teams in your first season in English football?
No, it's a good feeling. We won already one. We have 3 more left. I said it before. Me personally, I wanna win all 3. Actually, all 4. But yeah, we have to look game by game. So we cannot look that far. To the end of the season, because it's long way to go. It's a lot of games. Europa League, FA Cup on Sunday, and then after national team break, the Premier League starts again. So yeah, but I think we are ready.
How do you rate your chances of winning all 4, giving the manager the perfect send off, and how do you feel about the manager going at the end of the season?
I think we have a quite good chance, but even. I think everybody thinks like this. If you ask the City players, they would think they have a good chance. If you ask the Arsenal players, they would say they have a good chance. So me, I think we have a good chance, but we have to work for it. So it is not coming like from the air and jumping in your hands, the title. You have to work every game. You have to give your best. Doesn't matter who is in the first 11, doesn't matter who comes on from the bench. We are a team and we are ready to fight for each other. And about the Gaffa end of the season, of course, everybody is looking only for the games, and we are not thinking about that what's happening end of the season. We can talk about this end of the season.
Come on, thank you.
Carlos.
Hi, Dominic. Your first season at Liverpool, and there's been lots of injuries as well. How difficult has it been to get used to different combinations in that midfield as the season's gone on? Has it been difficult?
Yeah, it's never easy to come in the new league, in a new team, with the new players. But I think we showed that that as a team we can reach almost everything. Not yet, but we are on it. And yeah, we have completely new midfield, so with Maka, with Endo, with Ryan, with me. But I think we showed quite good up, like we are ready to show us also in the Premier League.
And there's been a lot of younger players been playing this side with the injuries as well. You're only 23, but you're captain of your country and you've got a lot of experience already. So do you kind of pass on that experience to the younger players as well?
I think I'm not old, hopefully. I have quite a lot experience for my age, and also I'm captain of my national team, but still I have the young guys as much as I can. If they have any question, they come to us. But probably if you ask them, I will be not the first one who they come to, because we have older guys and also with more experience in the team, like Verge, Mo, or this type of players. But if they come to me, I will give the best advice what I have.
Hi, Dominic. Before you joined Liverpool, you would have had an idea of what the club was like from the outside. Has it matched expectations or exceeded expectations?
Exactly the same. Yeah, when I moved here, I had an expectation, of course, how everything works. But actually, it works even better. So, yeah.
Has anything surprised you at all about it?
Not really. I had a player from national team, Peter Gulacsi, who played here before, and he talked to me about the things here, how it works, what is different to here, to Germany, to Austria, and so I could prepare myself actually how it's gonna work, and so I'm just happy to be here, and hopefully many more years.
Carl up front.
Hi, Dominic. You've spoken about your injury, the disappointment of missing the final and stuff. When you come back, do you use that frustration as extra motivation for missing out on 2 months of the season, and you've just got 2 months to go?
It's not easy to come back, because as you see, every player who got injured, we have to build up ourselves in a games as well. So it's not that from zero to you go to 100. You have steps to get over it, and this is not the easiest one when you are ready. You feel you are ready to play, and you still get only 15 minutes chance to play, or the next game 40, and the next game 60, and then maybe you can get to 90. So this is a build up, what as a player hard to understand, but we have to accept it, because our body is the main thing what we use in the game. So we have to take care of it.
So are you still building up to what will be, I guess, your best form that you showed at the start of the season? You still got to get to that, back to that level, do you think?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Just the back.
Hi, Dominic. When Wataru Endo arrived at the club, not too many people has heard of him, but you obviously played against him in Germany. He's impressing a lot now. So what is it about him playing against that makes him so difficult, and how impressed have you been playing alongside him?
Yeah, I played against him when he was at Stuttgart, and he's a player like he's everywhere. It feels like you passed him and then you turn around, he's already there. So I can understand why the people are thinking like, how is he there exactly when I just passed him? But I'm happy to have him in my team.
And when he signed, did you think it was a good sign? Obviously, I'd say fans didn't really know who he was when he arrived.
Well, it's not my decision to decide is a good sign or not. Of course, he shows that he's important for the team. This is the most important. So you have to ask the gaffer if it was a good sign or not.
Last one, Dave.
Hi, Dominic. You have had a blistering start since you came to Liverpool, but the last couple of months, because of the injury, it has been forgetful in a way. So how do you plan to, or how do you wish to end the season on a high, especially with Klopp leaving, and like how do you plan to make the most of the remaining few months with Klopp?
Well, maybe it's not because of my injury, also we can say because of my injury, but it happens also that you have really good games, you have less good games, you have a bad game. We are also not perfect. I think none of us had all the games showed their self 100% what he can really do it. But especially my side, I'm every day working on it to get my best shape. Probably if you think the best shape was the beginning of the season, it wasn't. So I can be even better.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.